My dear faithful, in the Old Testament, in the book of 3 Kings, we read that Elias, on a certain journey, was so tired that he almost died of starvation. When all of a sudden, he saw beside him a bread. And after having eaten the bread, he walked with the strength of that bread for 40 days. Elias had a long way to go, and he had to walk through the wilderness until he came to the mountain of God. Now, that bread was a figure of the bread of life, the Holy Eucharist. We too have a long way to go, and we have to go through dangerous places. The bread of life is also necessary for us to enable us to come to the true mountain of God and to see Him for all eternity. I'm sure that it took some of you an hour or more to be here, because you know that unless you eat his flesh, you shall have no life in you. It is because this bread and this food, this body of Christ, is so essential. That is why our quarrel with the modernists is about the bread of life. This food for our soul was the same reason why the martyrs risked all for the sake of the Eucharist. This bread of life is still the force behind all the sacrifices that we make every day to keep the faith. In Nigeria, I have been privileged to see people do all they can for the sake of the body of Christ. In some of the missions, some family will walk for more than an hour just to come for Mass. Others will travel long distance, oftentimes across dangerous roads, just to hear one Mass. Why? Because they know that if anyone eats from this bread, he shall live forever. What then does it matter that people think that they are crazy for not attending a nearby church? It is not the Lord who prepared the table in these false churches. What does it matter that a family is divided because of their decision? Our Lord said that he came to bring the salt. What does it matter that even life is risked for this food? This is the bread of life, which comes from heaven, the life-giving food, and no danger is too great for it. In fact, I would go as far as saying that every danger, no matter how little, is too great without it. An Irish official was asked once why the faith of Ireland remains so loyal and warm despite the persecutions, and he replied, "It is the Mass that matters. It is the Mass that makes the difference between a Catholic country and a Protestant one." In my own country, Nigeria, people go to any length to get rich. We see every day false pastors preaching wealth and promises of wealth. People crowd places of Protestant and even Novus Ordo worship because of the promise of miracles. But the faithful, the true followers of Christ, know this, that we may have wealth or we may not, we may be healthy or not, we may have everything or have nothing. But what matters is virtue, or rather the increase of virtue and not wealth. What matters is the purging away of sins, not just sickness. What matters is the abundance of the gifts and the charisms of the Holy Ghost, and not just miracles. And if we have the miracle and feed upon it, it will give us all these, but it will do more. It will lead us to life everlasting, where together with the saints and the angels, we will praise God forever. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.